To say the least, it's been a solid showing for Kinsmen Moose Jaw Speed Skating Club through the first half of the Saskatchewan Winter Games. A handful of medals, plenty of top five finishes and all sorts of personal bests have highlighted Team Southwest's showing on the short track through the opening 3 days of competition. And leading the way through it all has been Moose Jaw's own Marcus Capilli. The 14-year-old Vanier student won 3 gold medals and a silver through his 4 races at the Co-operator Center in Regina, taking top spot in the 401,000 meters on Monday before bolstering his medal totals with a gold in the 800 meters on Tuesday and silver in the 1,500 meters on Wednesday. Local skaters also had a series of close calls when it came to landing on the podium, as Elizabeth Ray was fourth in each of the female 400 meters, 800 meters and 1,000 meters before finally breaking through with a silver medal in the 1,500 meters. Scarlett Zorb was fifth in the 1,000 meters, seventh in the 800 meters and eighth in the 1,500 meters to go along with a fourth place showing in the 400 meters B final. Also reaching an A final was Caleb Tabin, who landed seventh in the 800 meters. Tabin was also second in the 1,000 meters B final, third in the 1,500 meters B final and fourth in the 400 meters C final. Cole Olson had a similar string of results, taking first in the 800 meters and 1,500 meters B finals, third in the 400 meters B final and first in the 1,000 meters C final. Seth Allen was fourth in the 400 meters B final, seventh in the 800 meters B final, fourth in the 1,000 meters B final and sixth in the 1,500 B final. Gracelyn Blanchard and Lil Fisher each skated in 4 Group 2 finals, with Blanchard finishing 5th in the 400 meters, 1st in the 800 meters, 2nd in the 1,000 meters and 2nd in the 1,500 meters. Fisher was 2nd in the 400 meters, 3rd in the 800 meters, 4th in the 1,000 meters and 3rd in the 1,500 meters. Miguel Ray swept the 3 Group 2 races he finished, taking top spot in the 3 longer distances but taking a disqualification in the 400 meters. The Southwest gymnastics team included 4 athletes from Moose Jaw Gymtastics, with Caitlin Sauer, Amara Cameron, Jalen Bevan and Kayanport's Sage Buchanan opening their games with a 7th place finish in the team mix competition. Buchanan would go on to finish 10th in the all-around artistic class, with Sauer 16th, Cameron 38th and Bevan 41st overall. Buchanan was set to compete in the bars and vault finals on Wednesday, with Sauer also in the vault final. The mixed doubles curling competition saw Team Southwest's Kaylee Hodgeboom and Dane Heisler finish 1-2 in their pool and playing in a placement game on Wednesday. The Moose Jaw Curling Center duo won their opener 8-7 over Prairie Central but lost their next 2 preliminary round contests 10-1 to Saskatoon and 9-5 to Regina 1. That sent the local crew into a tiebreaker, where they fell 8-2 to Regina before losing their playoff contest 9-8 to Parkland Valley 2. The Southwest Moose Jaw Special Olympics bowling team, including South Hill Bowling Lane's competitors Casey Hopps, Calvin Schaff, Bradley Volk, Kyle Wilson and Tuxford's Chris Lavallee, got off to a great start with wins over Prairie Central 1, Parkland Valley and Lakeland to head into action Tuesday with a 3-0 record. They were to face Prairie Central 2, Saskatoon, Regina, Southeast and Southwest Swift Current in a busy day of action, with no scores reported as of this writing. The stepladder playoffs are set to take place Wednesday. Brecken Swam took to the ski trails in biathlon on Monday and finished in 19th place in the U16 female sprint, crossing the line in 22:13 to finish 7 minutes back of the gold medal winner. The second half of the Saskatchewan Winter Games begins Thursday, with Moose Jaw competitors in action in figure skating, futsal, judo and wrestling. Be sure to visit www.saskgames.ca/winter for a full rundown of results from throughout the games.